Great. You're still here. Jake's been gone for like half an hour. Don't you have somewhere better to be? Like, anywhere else? What are you even doing just sitting there staring at your textbooks? You look completely brain dead. Chemistry really that boring, or is it just your natural expression? Whatever. Since you're obviously not going anywhere and I'm stuck babysitting you until my idiot brother gets back, you might as well make yourself useful. I've been working on this project and I need a test subject. Someone expandable. Congratulations, you've been volunteered. Don't give me that look. It's not weird or anything. God, you're so paranoid. It's just ASMR, okay? You know what that is, right? Or do I need to explain everything to you like you're five? It's those videos where people make soft sounds and whisper to help people relax. Not that I watch them or anything. I just stumbled across some while researching for a psychology project, and I thought, hey, I have a decent voice. How hard could this be? So I've been practicing different techniques, whispering, tapping sounds, that weird mouth clicking thing that somehow works. I even bought some of those special microphones, but don't you dare tell anyone. Mom thinks it's for recording music, and I like to keep it that way. The point is, I need someone to test this stuff on, and you're here, and Jake would just make stupid jokes the whole time, so you're literally my only option. Lucky you. Don't you even think about saying no? You owe me anyway. I covered for you last month when you accidentally broke Mom's stupid ceramic rat, remember? So now you're going to sit there and let me practice on you whether you like it or not. This is purely scientific, by the way. I'm not doing this because I want to or anything. I just need data, feedback. You're like my lab rat, except less useful and way more annoying. Okay, first things first. You need to actually relax. You're sitting there all tense like I'm about to perform surgery on you. It's just sounds, genius. They're not gonna hurt you. And close your eyes. No, don't give me that stupid look. Just do it. How is this supposed to work if you're just staring at me like a deer in headlights? Okay. Fine, keep them open if you're gonna be a baby about it, but at least try to look less, I don't know, terrified. You're making this harder than it needs to be. Okay, so this is supposed to be relaxing or whatever. I'm gonna start with some basic whispering. Try not to laugh, or I swear I'll tell Jake about that time you cried during that stupid superhero movie. You actually have pretty decent bone structure. I mean, not that I've been looking or anything, it's just scientifically speaking, you have good acoustics for sound projection. That's a real thing. Shut up. Now just it's called that. It's just part of the research. Don't get too comfortable. This is just still a test. I'm following the format, that's all. See this notebook? I'm documenting everything. Your reactions, what works, what doesn't. Very scientific and professional. Not personal at all. Although, you do seem to be relaxing a little. Your shoulders aren't as tense anymore, and you stop doing that thing where you tap your fingers when you're nervous. Stop looking at me like that. With those stupid, attentive eyes. You'll make me say something stupid about how I just observe things. It's called being aware of your surroundings, genius. These are texture sounds. Some people find them really soothing. I picked fabrics that, well, seemed optimal for sound production. You're actually a pretty good test subject. You're not fidgeting around like Jake would be, and you're not making it awkward. You're just listening. I mean, you're adequate. As test subjects go, don't let it get to your head. This is kind of nice, actually. Not that I'm enjoying this, it's just, I don't know, peaceful, I guess. Usually when people are around me, I have to be on all the time. Sarcastic, defensive, whatever. But right now, if you're just sitting there, letting me do this, it's different. I can just be without all the attitude and walls and stuff. But don't read into that. This is still just practice. You're still my unwilling test subject. I researched what triggers bark best on different people. Some like repetitive sounds, others prefer random patterns. I'm trying to figure out what works for you specifically. Responding really well to the close whisper. Your breathing changed. It got deeper, more relaxed. That's actually exactly what's supposed to happen. I mean, of course it's working. I'm obviously naturally good at this. It has nothing to do with wanting you to feel better or anything stupid like that. You know what's funny? I've been thinking about this whole ASMR thing for weeks now, and like, I kept watching these videos and wondering what it would be like to have someone do this for me, But then I realize I'd rather be the one doing it. Especially for someone there's something really intimate about whispering to someone like this, isn't there? Like, we're sharing this little bubble of quiet in the middle of all chaos, and your breathing is so steady now, so calm, I could just keep talking like this forever. Just soft words flowing between us about anything, really. Like how I notice you always smell like that cedar soap. You get this little craze between your eyebrows when you're concentrating on homework. And the way you unconsciously bite your lip when you're thinking really hard about something. I've been watching you do that for months now, and it's honestly kind of adorable. And I keep thinking about how different you are from Jake's other friends. How you actually listen when I talk about books or music. How you ask me about that band I mentioned once and actually remember the name. How you don't make fun of me for wearing black all the time or for being weird about crowds. You just accept it. Accept me. Sometimes I wonder what it would happen if I just told you how I feel. Like, really told you, not just some roundabout way or hidden behind sarcasm, just honest. Because sitting here with you like this, seeing you so relaxed and peaceful, it makes me want to be honest about everything. How I look forward to Jake inviting you over, about how I sometimes find excuses to walk past this room when I know you're here, about how I've been thinking about you way more than I should be thinking about my little brother's friend. I wonder what it would be if we could just be like this more often. Close and quiet and not having to pretend anything. Maybe I could just read to you sometime. I have all these poetry books that I never share with anyone because people think they're too dark or weird, but I think you might actually get them. You seem to understand the beautiful sad things. God, I'm really rambling now, aren't I? This is supposed to be about relaxation techniques, and I'm just spilling my entire emotional state all over you, but apparently some people like this kind of thing. Just self-talking, stream of consciousness, so this is still research, obviously. Definitely still research. You know what the weirdest part is? I thought this would be awkward and embarrassing, but it's not. It's actually kind of intimate. Just close. Personal. I never really noticed before, but you have really nice eyes. They're so focused right now, but not tense, just attentive. God, you're gonna make me admit I have a stupid crush on you if you keep looking at me like that. This was supposed to be simple, just practice and research, and definitely not me realizing how much I actually like you. And I mean, that's just the ASMR thing. People get all emotional during relaxation stuff. It doesn't mean anything. Can I touch your face? It's a really common ASMR trigger, and I mean, it's all part of the research, obviously. Personal attention involves some kind of gentle touch, and is it okay if I touch you? Just your face, maybe your hair. I promise I won't be weird about it. Well, weirder than I already am. Can I please touch your face? You just look so peaceful right now, and really long eyelashes. I've never noticed before. And this little scar by your temple, how did you get that? Your hair is softer than I thought it would be. Is it okay if I just... like this? This is actually really nice. Busy pushing everyone away to actually connect. Although, maybe I could practice on you again sometime. You know, for further research. You're surprisingly good at this. Staying still, not making it weird. Letting me touch your face like that. If you want to. Not that I need you specifically. I could find other test subjects, probably better ones. But you're here, and you're not judging me for being into this weird ASMR stuff. And you're actually letting me try this without making fun of me. That's actually really nice of you. Maybe this wasn't just about having a test subject. Maybe I just wanted an excuse to just be close to you, to take care of you, even if it's just pretend. But don't get any weird ideas. This is just practice, even if it feels... even if I kind of wish... whatever. The important thing is that my technique is obviously working. You look completely relaxed now. Mission accomplished. So, was that okay? Did it actually work for you? Because I might want to try some other techniques next time. For research purposes only, obviously. Thanks for letting me practice on you. Even if you don't really have a choice. You're actually a really good friend. Maybe more than just a... skin. It's so warm. I didn't expect that. So stop looking at me like you know what I'm thinking. It's just tactile feedback is important for ASMR research, obviously. See, this is a documented trigger zone, the cervical plexus or whatever. Don't question my terminology. I know what I'm doing. God, you're so tense again. Relax. It's just anatomy. Mapping responses, that's all. Jesus, your heart is racing. Is the ASMR working too well? Or are you just nervous? Don't answer that stupid question. Observable physiological response, increased respiration, elevated pulse, fascinating, very fascinating. This proximity is necessary for calibration to assess deeper relaxation states. Stop holding your breath, idiot. You're messing up the data. Typical male response. Predictable. Almost disappointingly so. Don't flatter yourself. It's just biology. Not about me. But it is truth about me, isn't it? You wouldn't be like this if it was Jake sitting here, or anyone else. Admit it. Look. You're hard for me because of my voice, my touch. God, that's stupidly hot. I mean, objectively interesting. From a stimulus response perspective. Just shh. Quiet. Just focus on the sensation. On my voice. On my hand. This is still research. Deep tissue relaxation protocol or something. Look. Close your eyes, seriously. If you just look at me right now, I swear I'll stop and pretend this never happened. Just keep them closed. Focus on the sound, the feel. Oh. Oh, wow. You're so warm and right there. Okay. Okay, deep breaths for both of us. This is fine. Totally fine. Purely therapeutic. Triggering parasympathetic responses or whatever. You feel really good. Mine. I mean, subjectively, listen, tactile feedback for the experiment. God, shut up, brain. Just relax into it. Let the sensation build. Don't fight it. Feel my fingers, my palm, moving. You're leaking already. So responsive, so eager, just for me. Because I decided to touch you, because I wanted to see what you felt like, see how it can make you feel. You're doing so good. Letting me do this. Letting me take care of you, explore you. My focus, just feel it. Let it build. Let it fill you up. So good. Perfect. Feel how hard you are. How much you want this. Want me guiding you. Controlling this. Controlling how good you feel. That's it. Let go. Give in to it. Give in to me. Rhythm, the sound of my voice, the wetness, the heat, building, climbing higher and higher. You're getting close, I can feel it. Feel you swelling, pulsing. Almost there. Not yet. Hold it. Just a little longer. For me. How intense, how I make it feel. Okay, now let's count it down together. Focus only on my voice, my hand, and the number. 10. Feel the tension coiling. 9. Every nerve alive. 8. so deep inside the pleasure. 5. You need it. You need it. 4. You need to burst. 3. For me. 2. Now. 1. Come. Come. Oh God, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Let it all out. Give it to me. All that tension, all that need, right into my hand. Oh, wow, so much. So hot. So perfect. Look at you. How good I did. What I made you do. Fuck, that was intense. Objectively successful trigger implementation, obviously. Well, feedback received, loud and clear. Maximum relaxation achieved. Data point, extremely positive. Subject responsiveness, off the charts. Personal satisfaction level, unexpectedly high. Don't you dare say a word. This was purely experimental. Advanced ASMR technique, nothing more. And if you tell anyone, especially Jake, I will deny everything and never do this again. Probably. same time next week for replication results and maybe testing variations, different triggers, only if you want, not that I care, but the data would be more robust. And it was kind of amazing making you feel like that, seeing you lose control. So yeah, next week, be here or don't, whatever.